This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The rejection of revelation, the rejection of Allah's guidance, the rejection of His signs, whether it takes the form of kufr or the more specific form of kufr, which is shirk, is not a cognitive issue. Not a primarily cognitive issue. It's not about how smart you are. It is an issue of the heart. It is about how sincere you are. It is about how moral and ethical you are. Which is why Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, وَلَوْ أَنَّنَا نَزَّلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةَ وَكَلَّمَهُمُ الْمَوْتَى وَحَشَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قُبُلًا مَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ يَجْهَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look, even if we sent down to them an angel, recall this was one of their phony demands, one of their excuses. Oh, we don't want a prophet. We want you to send us an angel. Allah says, even if we sent them an angel, or even if we allowed the dead to speak to them, or if we gathered everything for them, they wouldn't believe except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed. No, rather, most of them are ignorant. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ عَدُوًا شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِ. In this way, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is about to account for the existence of something. He says, we have placed for every prophet enemies, enemies among the shayateen, Al-insi wal-jinn, mean human devils and devils from among the jinn. They help each other and they speak to each other and they delude each other, zukhraf al-qawli ghurura, with beautified, literally golden words, golden deluded words. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ مَا فَعَلُوا. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had wanted, He wouldn't have allowed it to happen. Yet, Al-Hakim, the All-Wise, Allah Azza wa Jal decided that this would happen, that this type of confusion would happen, this type of argumentation. You've got some people doing the devil's work, right? Hizb al-Shaytan. People, or waswas, the suggestions that you find within your own soul. And the reason that He has allowed it to happen is to demonstrate what's on your insides. Because if you have on your inside sincerity, if you have on your inside faith, the virtue, then yes, you will make mistakes, but more times than not, you're going to follow the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends. And you're going to resist the whispers. You're going to resist the bad influences. You're going to resist the delusions or the justifications or the rationalizations that the demons give you. But for people who have the sickness in their heart already, this is what they've been waiting for. They want to hear the waswas. They want to hear the suggestions. They want to hear the delusions. They want to be provided the rationalization. So then once it comes along, they can latch onto it and say, ah, yes, see, I knew what I was doing was okay. I knew that I could live my life without faith. I knew that I could live my life without thinking about being accountable to anyone or to anything. This is how misguidance works. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had willed it, He wouldn't have let it happen. Yet, He allowed it to happen to demonstrate what He already knew. Because when it comes to your heart and my heart and everybody's heart and what they would decide, how they would react, Allah already knows. He didn't have to do it for His own benefit so that He knew something He wasn't already aware of. But He makes the hidden manifest to prove it to everybody else. So that we get on the day of judgment and we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He gives us our final judgment. He shows us our deeds. I'tiraf. He makes us confess. You did this. We have to say yes. We don't have an argument. We can't say, well, but if you had only given me this different situation. No, no, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the situation, gave us every opportunity, and we're going to get what we deserve. وَلِتَسْقَى إِلَيْهِ أَفْئِدَةُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. This is exactly what we're talking about. Allah says, li, okay? The lam that he's using here is lam ta'lil. Okay, lam ta'lil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining the reason why he let this happen. Why did he let the demons run amok, right? Be able to confuse people, be able to provide these arguments. Bad influences among the people, bad influences with these suggestions and these whisperings. Why? وَلِتَسْقَى إِلَيْهِ أَفْئِدَةُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. So that the people who don't believe in the afterlife, their hearts would incline towards it. And Allah Azza wa Jal puts this front and center time and time again. الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. It's interesting. You would think, somebody, an outside observer would think, okay, well, the Quran would usually say, believing in Allah, believing in Allah, believing in Allah. And it's true. Allah says that a lot in the Quran. But a surprising amount of times, instead of saying, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ, he says, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ here, the people who don't believe in the afterlife. What's the first sifa, the first description of the muttaqun in Surah Al-Baqarah? الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Interesting. The first thing he says is not يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. He says يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, the one who believes in the unseen. Because believing in the unseen and the afterlife is part of the unseen has to do with حِسَاب, has to do with accountability. You know that you're going to be held to account. You know you're going to be held responsible for what you did. All piety, all taqwa, all responsibility, all faith is based off of accountability. We need it. If you don't have accountability, you're going to do whatever you want. And that's just the reality. How many think about your job? For those of you who have a boss, if your boss never, ever, ever came in to work, how tempting would it be to slack off? How hard would it be to discipline yourself so that every single, I mean, all of us have shortcomings. Imagine, are you going to tell me that every single second that you're on the clock is dedicated to your work? You never once looked at your phone. You never once shot a message. You never once scrolled Facebook or something like this when you're on the clock. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only boss that has complete knowledge of what his workers are doing, right? And so we need that accountability. We need to have some sort of accountability so that we act right. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here that the people who don't believe in accountability, and if you don't believe in the afterlife, you can't believe in any accountability, no real accountability. Your heart's going to lean. It's going to lean towards these suggestions, towards these demons, towards these demonic forces and these influences. You only live once. It's your body, it's your choice. Get out there and live a little, relax, loosen up. You only live once, let's go. If you don't believe in accountability, your heart's going to lean towards that, and eventually you're going to find the justification you were looking for.